Welcome to Raft, a series of guided meditations, literary reflections, and meditative music for anyone going through a divorce or the loss of an important relationship. I'm Daniel Todd, a writer and recently divorced parent, and one of the hosts of Raft.
And I'm Hannah Badalova, a relational therapist, divorced parent, and musician. The loss of an important relationship can set us adrift. We hope that through bibliotherapy techniques and guided meditations, we can offer a temporary resting place as you navigate both the turbulent waves and the unnerving still waters of relationship loss, finding healing and firmer ground.
In this episode, we are going to read and reflect on a poem by the Polish poet Wisława Szymborska called Miracle Fair, which will be followed by a guided body scan meditation. Thank you for joining us. Miracle Fair. The commonplace miracle, that so many common miracles take place. The usual miracle, invisible dogs barking in the dead of night. One of many miracles, a small and airy cloud is able to upstage the massive moon. Several miracles in one. An alder is reflected in the water and is reversed from left to right and grows from crown to root and never hits bottom, though the water isn't deep. A run-of-the-mill miracle, winds mild to moderate, turning gusty in storms. A miracle in the first place, cows will be cows. Next, but not least, just this cherry orchard from just this cherry pit. A miracle minus top hat and tails, fluttering white doves. A miracle. What else can you call it? The sun rose today at 3:14 a.m. and will set tonight at 8:01. A miracle that's lost on us. The hand actually has fewer than 6 fingers, but it's still got more than 4. A miracle. Just take a look around. The inescapable earth. An extra miracle, extra and ordinary. The unthinkable can be thought. Many of us think of miracles as either supernatural religious phenomena or as something both extremely good and unlikely happening at the same time. But what if we broadened our understanding of what miracles are, as Szymborska does in this poem? The opening lines of the poem, the commonplace miracle that so many common miracles take place, invokes this broadening of our understanding, or of our way of seeing and experiencing the world. There's this wonderful sentence by the poet Mary Ruefel. She says, "To live is so startling, it leaves but little room for other occupations." Good poetry reminds us of this, of how startling, how stunning it is simply to be alive, that we get to be here at all in these bodies. I'm reminded of a little poem, almost a prayer, by G.K. Chesterton, written in the same spirit as Ruefel, and of this poem by Szymborska. It's called Evening. Here dies another day, during which I have had eyes, ears, hands, and the great world round me, and with tomorrow begins another. Why am I allowed two? Chesterton asks, why am I allowed two, meaning 2 days, when one day, in and of itself, is so marvelously startling, so miraculous. In the same vein, Szymborska writes, "A miracle that's lost on us. The hand actually has fewer than 6 fingers, but still it's got more than 4. When we are suffering from the loss of a relationship, it's very easy to get trapped inside our head. Unwelcome thoughts can flood our minds. And when this happens, one thing you might do is to look a little more carefully at the things around you and attempt to find some gratitude in their existence, to see something unlikely and miraculous in their presence. An old neighborhood tree, for instance, or the construction of a comfortable chair, the way a tea bag is neatly packaged, the sound of a bird singing, hot water from a shower, the way your body breathes without asking it to, the way the evening light falls through a window to make the floorboards luminous.
This unconventional body scan meditation is inspired not just by Szymborska's poem, but also this vivid little excerpt from Karl Ove Knausgård's book Autumn, in which he allows his imagination to take over. When I look at my fingers, there is no way I can connect them with who I am. When I crook them towards my palms and turn them face up, I see 4 brothers who resemble each other and who stick together against their father, who is always at a certain distance from them, thicker, stronger. Can we allow our imaginations to guide us, just as we guide our minds, taking turns leading? We're going to begin this meditation with our eyes open. As you take a few deep breaths, give yourself over to this time. Settle into it. Allow your breathing to return to normal, easy breaths. And now, as you allow your breathing to return to normal, easy breaths, look at one of your fingers. It doesn't matter which one. They're all miraculous. Just look at it. And now bend it. Turn your wrist so you can see all the way around it. Notice the joints, the way they bend easily, the color. Feel your finger. Notice the texture. Notice the temperature. Now touch something with that finger. Either something on your desk or another part of your body. And now imagine all the things that all of your fingers have touched. How much information they have gathered for you throughout your life. Think of how many tasks you've depended on your fingers to accomplish. Your fingers are perhaps the most profound and efficient and dependable tools you have ever used. And the fact that you possess them, that they are a part of your body, that you can use them anytime you'd like to, is a kind of miracle. But as Szymborska points out, this is a miracle that's easily lost on us. Now gently close your eyes and try to feel what it is to inhabit a breathing body. How incredible it is that everything in our body is working together interdependently so that we can continue to breathe and that we can continue to do so without giving it much thought. We are giving it thought now. Notice any sensations that appear. A tingling or an ache, heat or coolness, or a neutral temperature. Notice if any of these sensations are pleasant or unpleasant, and then move on to the next sensation in your body. Take the next 2 minutes to keep going until you've given your body all the attentiveness that it needs right now. Continue to take deep breaths as you continue to scan your body. As you breathe deeply, give your body gratitude and yourself gratitude for noticing. As we end this meditation, see if you can continue this practice of gratitude for your body throughout your day, or even just once more.
Thank you once again for listening. We'll release a new episode every Friday, and if you like what we're doing, please follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Also, a special thanks to Zach Winters, whose music you've been listening to throughout this episode. You can learn more about Zach and explore his music and poetry at zachwinters.com. Have a great week, and may you discover many miracles in the coming days.